Sechel Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud, Kesad Mevatlo. How is a guy Mevatlo in Avodah Zarah? As a din is, and even though in Avodah Zarah does it to Yisrael, if a guy will be Mevatlo and annul the Avodah Zarah will become mutter to a Yisrael. And the Mishnah is asking, how is a guy Mevatlo in Asherah? Kirsten, if the guy cut off the dry branches of the tree as he needed these branches to cook with, then that would be Mevatlo, the Avodah Zarah would be mutter. And since it's cutting off the branches of the tree, obviously, he is no longer considering the tree in Avodah Zarah, Vizeret. Or if he cuts off the fresh branches from the tree, Nata Mimena Maka, Osharbet. Or he cuts off a branch to be used as a stick or a staff, Afilu Ola. Even if he cuts off only one leaf from the tree, Harezu Vitela, if the guy does any one of these things, that would be Mevatlo, the Avodah Zarah, and the Asherah tree will then be mutter Bahana to Yisrael. Shafya Letorcha, Asur. If the guy carves down the bark of the tree for the need of the tree, meaning to say that by carving it down, he's trying to make the tree look nicer, that Shera remains Asur. This is not called a pitzel, that would azar, since he's only carving down the tree for the need of the actual tree. Shalol Letorcha, Muteris. But if that which the guy is carving down the bark of the tree is not for the needs of the tree, is not trying to make the tree look nicer, instead, he's carving it down because he needs the splinters that he's carving out for himself, in such a case, that would be Mevatlo, the Avodah Zarah, and the Asherah will be mutter to a Yisrael.
Sechel Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Shalosh Avanim, Zu B'Tzad Zu, B'Tzad Markolos, Asurus. Rabbi Shmuel says that if you find three stones right next to each other, near a Markolos, those stones would be Asur. A Markolos is an Avodah Zarah, in which two stones are placed on the ground and one stone on top of it. And they would put these stones near a crossroads, and people that are passing by would throw stones at it. That is the way they worship this Avodah Zarah. Now, normally a Markolos is made with two stones down and one up, but Rabbi Shmuel holds that the derech was to make a small Markolos near a big Markolos. And the small Markolos wasn't necessarily made in the same way. Sometimes there's no stone on top of it, just three stones right next to each other. And if you find these three stones within Dalet Amos of a regular Markolos, these three stones would also be considered a Markolos and would be Aser. Ustayim Mutaris. But if you only find two stones near the regular Markolos, they would be Mutaris. Even the small Markolos was not made with less than three stones. The Chachamim Aimrim Shenirus Imo Asuras. The Shein Nirus Imo Mutaris. The Chachamim argues Rabbi Shmuel. They say it's not the derech to make a small Markolos next to a big Markolos. So therefore, a Markolos is only if there are two stones and one stone on top of it. The three stones right next to each other would not be considered a Markolos, even though it's within the Dalet Amos of a regular Markolos. But if you do find a stone or stones right next to a regular Markolos, it would be Asur. If the stones are found within an Amah of the Markolos, they would be Asur. Not because they're considered a small Markolos, but simply because they probably fell off of the big Markolos. But if the stone or stones that you found is not exactly right near the big Markolos, it's more than an Amah away, in such a case, the stones would be Mutar. Since they're an Amah away from the big Markolos, we don't assume it fell off of the Markolos, and therefore, they are